I'm Gretchen Bailey. I'm with Optometry Times, and I'm here talking today with Whitney Hauser. Whitney, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today.
Thank you, Gretchen.
It's always great to see you, and I know today we are talking about your Twin Cities Ocular Surface Disease Symposium talking about challenges and opportunities with ocular surface disease. Can you tell us a little bit about your talk at this meeting?
Absolutely. So 2020 is, and it's easy to identify challenges right now because they're everywhere. They're in our personal life, our professional life, our practices. You know, I've gone through some major changes, and many, if not all of them, have been thrust upon us versus ones that we've decided to do.
Right.
And, you know, really right now, what we can do is take that opportunity, that shake up, and make new goals and new objectives for our practice. And really, that's what the talk is about. Is really taking the struggles that we've encountered and making the most of them. And I won't say it's finding a silver lining, but it's really taking a moment to redirect your practice, create new goals. What do you want to invest in, both in terms of capital equipment as well as your staff in terms of training? And I think it is an opportunity. I've found that with consulting with a lot of practices.
What would you say is the biggest challenge that doctors are facing today with ocular surface disease?
You know, the first thing that people always ask me is, what do I buy? That's the very first thing. They want to invest. And honestly, that's the easiest thing to do. So that's not really the challenge. The challenge in ocular surface disease, at least from a practice management perspective, is making a plan. You know, from a clinical perspective, we have protocols from DUCE2 and the ASCRS protocol and others, but really making a plan for your practice that you're really going to commit to, that you're going to get your staff to commit to, and then that you're also willing to reassess incrementally. So 3 months, 6 months down the road, say, is this working for me? And then pivoting and making changes that are needed.
So if purchasing equipment, you said, is the easiest thing to address, and creating a plan is the hardest thing to address, what would you say falls in the middle?
What's in the middle? The middle is probably implementation. So creating your standard operating procedure, creating your operation, sitting down and kind of writing it all out on paper is that step one. Step two is beginning that implementation. The implementation isn't buying, though. It's saying, what are my commitments to ocular surface disease? And a lot of those commitments can be made with some of the things that people already have in the office. You know, you have fluorescein dye, you have a slit lamp, you can have a survey that you implement. Start those practices. See what your commitment level is. I often parallel it to exercise. It's easy to buy the treadmill. It's hard to get on the treadmill. So before you make a big investment, you know, make sure that you're willing to go out and take the walk in the neighborhood first. And really, that's what I recommend. Once you make that commitment, you start to see some changes in your practice and you see your staff really get excited about it. Then you start making those capital investments, because then those investments are going to pay off for you. All too often, what we see are people who will buy things like thermal treatments, intense pulse light, you know, microblepharoexfoliation, whatever the case may be, and then they can't do anything with it. And why is that? It's because the machine doesn't do the procedures. The doctor recommends the procedures. So being able to have those things in place makes you a more successful practice.
That is really good advice. And I like your analogy to exercise. So it sounds like you're saying, don't go buy the fun toys until you know what you're doing.
Right. Absolutely.
And
honestly, it makes the toys more fun. You know, then you can do something with them, make an impact for your patients, make an impact for your practice, and feel good about what you're doing. Otherwise, you buy something and just like the treadmill in the corner, you know, it kind of taunts you after a while and you think, what am I doing wrong? And, you know, practices wind up giving themselves a hard way to go that they didn't succeed. And the lack of success is due to the lack of planning, just like anything in life.
That is really good advice. Well, Whitney, thank you so much for talking with me today, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Gretchen.